soon. I just want to let everybody know we got 4 weeks left and get out of the belief the summer's bad. I can't do it. It's too hard. It's 1 month shorter than the last one. It's 10 more points. You know, do I agree that those are facts, that it is one less month? Yeah. Do I agree that it's 10 more points? Yeah. But when you dwell on those issues, all you're doing is trying to find excuses for yourself not to win. Well, why not find reasons for yourself to win it instead? And all look at your life and what is it about your life, and look at your pattern of your life and say, why is it my life is working out the way it is? Maybe because I concentrate on all the negatives or all the things that I see aren't possible instead of coming from possibilities. So I really suggest you make that shift in your life, and it's incredible what will happen. I mean, it's just a mindset. Trust me, the words out of your mouth and what you think every day control almost everything that happens in your life. So why not come from positive thoughts, positive words, convert that in your beingness, and watch what you create. And you will create such a phenomenal difference in your life, because words are so powerful. They are just so, so powerful. I spend sometimes, I don't know, on a daily basis, I might correct 5 different people just in terminology. They use words and they come across and I go, wait a minute, let's look at what you just said. And I'll look at the words and I'll have them. And they go, well, that's not really what I meant. And I said, but do you understand how powerful words are? Words carry so much power. So be very careful with, you know, what you're saying. What are you promoting out there? What are you putting out in the universe? What are you putting out as possibilities for your life? You know, come from love, come from abundance, come from, hey, it's out there for me to have. If I don't win the trip, you know what? That means I didn't choose to win it. That really is the truth. If you choose to win it, you win it. If you don't win it, that means you didn't choose to, you didn't intend to win it. You didn't choose it. So it's, again, it's all about choice. Are you choosing into it or not choosing into it? I don't care if you have zero points and you need 5,000 GPV, you could win this trip. And you go, well, how do you do that? It's called massive action. It's called putting your mind to it, and you'll come up with so many creative mechanisms to do it, you're just going to do it. So it's truly your choice. So just make a decision. And the faster you make the choice to win it, the better off you're going to be, because you have a little more time. But if you wait until the last week, I think I shared with you last week on the call about a woman who waited till the last week, Denise Rowe. In fact, she works at Manna Relief. She's darling as can be. She was in my pathway class, and she waited till the last week. She goes, could I really do this in 1 week? And I think she got 80 points in 1 week. It's just about choice. It's about choosing into it and then making it happen. And she amazed herself, but it was bringing all the possibilities coming from positive, coming from I can, I will, not I'm going to try, it's not possible, too much, you know, not enough people, summer's a bad month, da 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 da, oh my goodness gracious. Yeah. Yes, Scotch. Mm-hmm. You bet. One day. I remember that testimony. Right? Ditto? Did I hear a ditto out there? Good. Yeah, one day, 24 hours. Just sat down. Her mom brought her coffee, brought her lunch. She never got off the phone. One day. So I don't like that kind of procrastination, Scotch. So I like making life a lot easier for you. So I'm one of these that like to get like 50 points in the first month or 45, you know, just to get a real good jump start, and then allow those points to keep accumulating and making it as easy as possible for you to achieve it, so you're not in a panic mode or anxiety mode in the last week. But even, do I? Okay, let me just, it has to do with cell phones for the most part. If people are in cell phones, a lot of times we get reverberations from that. And so if everybody can star 6, I can get rid of that echo. Okay, let's see if that works. Nope. All right. Do you think it worked? Nope, I'm still echoed. Okay, I just want to review a couple things that people have to. I'm sorry for the echo. Star 6 really works great, people, if you do it. That's what helps the echo go away. But I'm going to ask some people to just share a little bit. So enough on Cancun. I mean, everybody dedicated, just do it. I was amazed when I was out in the field this week in Arizona. I've got a ton of people from Arizona, new people, just signed up in the last 6 months, a year. And you know what? They are massively going after it. In fact, one gal out there, she needs 80 points. And she said, I'm totally committed. She got 8 people to a meeting I did Friday night for, and she signed up every single one of them, and she is totally on fire. And she says, I'm doing it. So, and I know she'll do it. I know she'll do it. So just commit and make it happen. All right, the other things I want to talk about, Dallas Regional. Thanks for the comments about the spoof we did about proper testimonials. We had a lot of fun with that in the Dallas Regional. Anyone was at the Dallas Regional who wants to just talk a little bit about what they learned or anything great and stuff they got out of it? No contributors. Great. Yeah, Steve's a great new presidential here in this area. Okay, good. Thanks, Peggy. So everybody enjoyed it. We have good turnout. I heard they had a fantastic turnout. I would have been there, except I was delayed in Phoenix speaking at a chiropractic convention, which we'll talk a little bit about. Isn't that wonderful? On Friday night, they had a Manna Relief special event, and they raised $45,000. Wow. Kudos to everybody involved in that. What a terrific event, and terrific results were affected. So that's great. A lot of you have heard that Dr. Nisi Moore, or maybe you haven't heard yet, but Dr. Nisi Moore is no longer with Manatech, and that was a decision made by management, and I won't get into all the ifs and buts and all the, you know, behind it. There's a lot of, you know, rumors and stuff out there in the rumor mill. Just know that it was a great decision made by the company. They made the right decision. They made a great decision, and Manatech will be in the process of replacing that position as soon as possible, because obviously the power of purpose and all the things that Nisi were doing are critical going forward, and all the training materials and the self-development stuff is critical to the success of this company. So they're out looking, and if you have any suggestions for that type of position, you guys, I'm sure Manatech is open to receiving applications, because it was kind of abrupt, and I don't think they have anyone in mind to immediately fill that slot. So that's important. And does everybody know Manatech's closed today? Just so you know, it's Juneteenth down here. And when you live as close to Mexico as we do, we have Juneteenth Day here. So we don't, that's a holiday. And so they'll be back up and running full steam tomorrow. The chiropractic convention success story. A lot of you are familiar with what I'm doing in the chiropractic arena. And it's just, all I can say to you, who is that? Is Ann on the phone? Ann Sween? I don't know if she's on mute. Jack's here. Jack, why don't you report on our convention in Phoenix and talk about what happened on the floor and maybe give some... Yeah, that was funny. Yeah. Right. Right. Great. Thanks, Jack. No, Mike McClellan. Yeah, he's the gentleman that first got us in contact with C.J. Mertz, the president of the past president now of the ICA, right? Because they just had a new election. So anyway, terrific results. The reason I have Jack report a little bit about what happened, I can just tell you that chiropractors everywhere are jumping on this technology. And it's critical that you step out and make that move, because if you don't do it, somebody else will swoop in and get that chiropractor. He is going to see it just exploding, because that's what's happening out there. I think we have almost 75 chiropractors in one organization right now, and that's gigantic, hard to manage. I'm not suggesting that's what you do, because you get so many signups, but the two chiropractors I visited last week in Fresno, California, and in San Ramon, California, we did a presentation in their offices, and the next day we signed up 16 of their patients. So we added 32 new people in that downline in 2 days. It was Tuesday night, Wednesday, Wednesday night, Thursday, back to back. And it's just incredible what's happening out there. The chiros love it. They, you know, one of them even said, I'm not sure I'm going to keep practicing what I'm doing. He said he had so much fun with the products and he totally believes in them. And one of the testimonials we got from one of the chiropractors, his son started only on 7 years old, learning disability, reading wise. They thought he was very slow reader, very slow learner. They were, you know, otherwise pretty bright in other areas, but just wasn't reading. And asthma, allergies, and they started just on Ambertos and AO. And after the first month, his teacher called the chiropractor's wife and said, what are you doing with Griffin? And she said, what do you mean? And he said, his reading level went from 8, which was below the average in the class, to 14, which was above average of everybody in the class, within 30 days of being on the products. And his asthma and allergies have both cleared up. Now, he's only been on the products, this child, for 3 months. So you have these testimonials everywhere that are just resounding, and it's just fun to be a part of that process and watch these chiropractors get it. Uh-huh. Any questions about chiropractic? Everybody familiar with the books we have out there and help? And I know I helped a lot of you sign them up who are in the pathway class when we did three-way calls, but the next step is implementation. So you got to get out there and do those meetings, get into their offices, meet with their patients. It's just terrific. Yeah. Uh-huh. It was done by Waiting List Practices, which is an organization CJ heads up. They had over 500 chiropractors in the room. Yeah. Yeah. Huge. Uh-huh. That's a great one. Do you have my books? Okay, just work through that book. You close them by saying, here's how to implement it in your practice. The important thing isn't the chiropractor. He needs to get on the products because if he's going to be recommending it for his patients. The importance is his patients. And you close a chiropractor by talking about autoimmune conditions because he's got tons of those that come in his door every day. And he knows that he's not making a result in their lives. He's not affecting results. You bet. Look at the rheumatoid arthritis, fibromyalgia, MS, because these guys, when they're really wellness guys, they hurt down deep in their heart of hearts because they know there's something missing, and it's nutrition. So they know theirs isn't the only modality, but they're very, very keen on their own modality. But it's okay. So just dig back in that, and that's how you get them closed, because you go after the heart of hearts, which is what their heart is, which is I want to help my patients get well. And that's what triggers their desire to do it. It's not about making money. It's not about anything else. It's about how do I get my patients well. And in the process, they will make money, of course. So, okay? Yep. Uh-oh. No, you're not. In fact, the best thing to do is to start biting a little bit. So that's your number one way of learning in Manatech is to jump in and do it. And don't you ever worry about making a mistake, because every mistake you make is a huge learning process for you. You get better with practice. And if you need some help, Alan, just try to get a hold of me or send me emails if you have some questions. I'm so in support of chiropractors getting involved today. I really work with a lot of different people. So it's just because there's thousands of chiropractors. I can't sign them all up by any wild stretch of the imagination. And after my last week, trust me, I wouldn't want to do this all the time because it really takes a lot of energy from you. But yeah. It's gigantic. It's absolutely gigantic. Because and the greatest thing you see, Alan, and everyone else on the call, that you need to recognize, when you go in and you speak to a group of patients of a chiropractic office, you are getting everyone who is looking for exactly what you have. It's not, because they're all alternative medicine minded. They all understand nutrition, because that's why they're at chiropractors' offices, because the traditional medical field's not working for them. So you have this incredible group of people that are looking for answers, and you give a presentation. I'm telling you, you're going to have 100% sign up. They're all in search. And that's the beauty of what you have, instead of, you know, begging and cajoling people to show up at a meeting, and then you have to, you know, they go, oh, my doctor, I only want to do what my doctor says. You get none of that. None of that. Because they've already abandoned. Oh, yeah, I got it. That's why I say that's why I love the alternative medicine arena. Massage therapists, physical therapists, colon hydrotherapists, health food stores, chiropractors. It's all about looking at the group that's going to give you the best results. Okay? You bet. One more thing before I put you all on mute and go into automatic orders. The hottest news out there. What is it? Anyone know? Yes! Yay! You guys, I don't know. I'm a golf fanatic, and I, of course, love Tiger Woods, even though he's got a little potty mouth out there on the course sometimes. But the incredible thing is that Michael Campbell won the U.S. Open yesterday. And you may not know that, because some of you may not be golf fanatics. Goosen, the guy who was projected to win, just kind of had a plus. He was 11 over yesterday, which is the most unbelievable, crash and burn of anyone who is leading in the U.S. Open in the history of the course and in history of the time the U.S. Open has been played. But what happened is this guy from New Zealand, a Kiwi, yahoo, Michael Campbell, won the U.S. Open. He beat Tiger Woods by 2 strokes to win the Open, and he's a member of Team Manatech. Does everybody get this? How do you use this in your business? Oh, my goodness. This is great news. Use it. Go out there. We're doing a man of mail. I've asked Jack, who's doing it for the month of July for our group, to just broadcast that, because we're going to send it out to all our prospects, all the associates that haven't been ordering in a long time. You can use it with health food stores. You can use it with your athletic departments. Go after all the, if you're working with people in the athletic arena, this is gigantic that somebody on Team Manatech just won the U.S. Open. His focus, his concentration, his ability. And this guy used to be ranked 360th on tour. And he just won the U.S. Open. So it's not about a guy who's been, in the top 10 in the last 10 tournaments. In fact, he never has played in a tournament in the United States. He wasn't going to set himself up to do that because he just wasn't ranked very. In fact, he even when he was interviewed, he said, I was thinking about quitting golf. Isn't that something? I don't care. Just the idea that you have a guy that came from nowhere that made this statement. I don't know what he's going to say about Manatech, but clearly Manatech had to have a part in it. Yeah. He may be a new member. He may be somebody that, because they don't put them all on there by any means. There's quite a few members of that team. Yeah. Michael Campbell. You're concerned that Carol Merlo sent out a misinformation? Okay, let's do that, Jack. Let's put it, and I don't know how we can verify that until Manatech is open, so let's verify it tomorrow. Did you? Okay, great. So we'll get verification. Jack comes through with it. I'll send it out as soon as we hear. But isn't that great? Wow. I know. It's great. It's another great story you can tie it to. You can take your information, that own testimony locally, and then say, this is why it works, and it works at any level, and then talk about Michael Campbell. Isn't that incredible? So you can tie the two stories together and help promote it that way. It's huge because you got a local testimonial you can tie with a national. It's just huge. So great news, people. Please take advantage of that. The other thing you need to take advantage of in a gigantic way, especially those of you who are trying to get 80 points for the cruise this month, Manatech received the Direct Selling Association Success Award last week. And you need, if you don't have that, you need to get a copy of it. And why it plays such an important role is because they were received it because of their incredible work in the compensation plan. So it's a perfect document to help you sell the business. If somebody's looking at USANA or somebody's looking at something else, this is what distinguishes us from everybody else in the field. They're not getting the success, the DSA Success Award, based on their incredible, you know, development of a, or the development of an incredible compensation plan. So, you know, you don't have to even understand what the compensation plan is, and you can sell it based on this criteria. So you got, what's the source of it? A publication put out by, came out June 15th. There's a Manatech news release that was put out. Do you guys want me to send that out to everybody? Is everybody... Right? Okay, I'll have Lydia get that out to everybody. So you'll all get a copy of that the press release that came from Manatech on June 15th. So super piece to help you bring on new business builders. Okay. Uh-huh. Oh, you mean like a Mike Campbell letter? Yeah, that's not a bad idea. You just came up with a great idea to do a special Mike Campbell letter. Yep, I think it's worthy of that. Okay. Oh, Lydia says she already sent out the DSA with the Blitz information. She sent up. No, that was the number 6 out of 100.
I included both because they both came in at the same time.
Oh, she said she included in last week's. Everybody look at last week's outline. Do you remember getting that? And you had two attachments. One was the top. We were named number 6 out of the top 100 small cap companies. And the second one was the DSA Success Award. But we'll resend it just to make sure people get it. Okay. All right, great. Mike Campbell letter. Good request, and I will respond. So we will... You're just stroking me, telling me I'm write letters. I know you guys. You just no, that's okay. I love writing them too. So, Annie, I know. Thanks, and you know, and I love doing it. So I don't need any of that. It's not about me. None of this is about. It's all about let's do the best we can to help each other to make this thing really the mission it needs to be out there, which is everybody getting everyone. I was speaking on stage at that chiropractic convention. I said our goal is to get everyone who breathes. On glyconutrients. I mean, and that really is our goal. So, okay, so let's jump in. How do we do that? Great. Today, I finally get into the training. We got 20 minutes left. We'll go through this quick. Though this is one of the most important factors in doing your Manatech business. I'm going to put the whole call on *6 because or *5 because I got that echo still coming. Oh, it went away. Good job. Okay, we'll leave it on then because we don't have the echo. All right, let's talk about automatic orders. Why automatic orders, people? Because automatic orders is your entire business. Some of you think it's not important. Some of you haven't been emphasizing it. Some of you have left it on by the wayside. I'm going to tell you, without automatic orders, you have nothing. You do not have a Manatech business. Oh, going back. Okay, *5, here comes. For those of you who are new on the call, *5 just means that I can't hear any of you, but that the other thing it does is it cuts out all the back, you know, echoes and all the nonsense noise. Okay, so without automatic orders, you have nothing. And that's the absolute part of this business. You have to recognize and you have to deal with and you've got to get over it yourself. You've got to step into getting automatic orders with every single order you bring on board. The reason, number one, the entire compensation plan today is based on GPV. The leadership levels, the commissions, everything is about GPV. And how do you grow GPV in your organization? Not by signups, but by automatic orders. Because signups don't count in your GPV. So you have to be getting people on automatic order. New people tend to get really caught up in sign-up bonuses, 20 for consumers, 60 on masters, 200 for all-stars. But they're a one-time bonus, people. It's a one-time bonus. Networking, our business, is not about one-time income. It's about what? Residual income. It's about having the luxury of a month by month, getting the checks in the mailbox. Even if you decide to go and to live in Greece for 2 months, you're still are getting checks. It's about residual income. building residual income. The only way you earn residual income is by automatic orders, getting GPV, and that's automatic orders. The third reason, no longevity in taking the products. If you don't have people on the products for a period of time, you're going to get no results. So you set up, instead of a win-win, you set up a lose-lose. So what you need to do when you're out there working with somebody and they decide to sign up, if you don't get them on auto order, you might as well take a gun to your head. You're just destroying yourself. But the worst part of it is that you're not going to get the best result for them. I don't work with anyone today, including every chiropractic patient I deal with and work with. They all make six-month commitments to me, or I don't get them started. That's the criteria. You either commit to 6 months or don't even start. And if you just get tough with yourself and do that, trust me on one thing. The easiest time to do an auto order is when you sign the person up, because they've already made the commitment they're going to take the products. That's the best time to get them committed to take it for 6 months, because they're already committed to taking it. The worst time is to try to convince them 4 weeks later. So you want longevity. You know that some people don't have immediate results. Here's a little kid, 7 years old, who has phenomenal difference in his reading skills in 4 weeks. That doesn't happen. That is something you should never expect. But with children, we see a lot quicker results because they don't have the 40 years of abuse and, you know, chemicals and bad diets and all the rest that we've done as adults. But so we do see quicker results in kids. But the important step to understand is that most people aren't going to have a result in 4 weeks. So if you give them the opportunity